Thousands of Rise Mzansi supporters gathered at the Remsek Stadium in Roodepoort on Sunday for the party's final rally ahead of the May 29th general elections. With many experts predicting a coalition government after the elections, Rise Mzansi's national chief organizer, Makashule Ghana, told Times Live they will focus on coalitions once they know the election results.
We are 10 days from an election. Today we are having our final rally. We believe in ourselves as Rise Mzansi. We have made it clear that we are not going to enter into a coalition before the elections. We are a newly established party. We don't know our strength. Our strength will be determined on the 29th of May. Only once we know our strength will we entertain conversations around coalitions. For now, our focus is on the election. And we don't want to be distracted about the coalition because it's hypothetical at the moment.
Taking to the stage at the People's Rally, Rise Mzansi National Leader Songe Zizibi said once the new parliament is formed, they'll work tirelessly to hold those in power accountable for every rand spent in government.
They know we are marching forward. They know we are moving forward. The reason they smile at us is because they can see that we are making progress. They are afraid. They are afraid. The guilty are afraid. Because they know their time is up. And their time is up. And the end of their time begins in this election. On the 29th of May, when thousands of us turn up to elect new leaders. And so we ask you to vote Rise Mzansi on May 29. We are not entitled to your vote, but we ask you with the commitment to serve you. We ask you to send the representatives you have chosen to Parliament so that they can show what it means to be new leaders with value, new leaders with vision, new leaders with commitment. New leaders with a plan.
Meanwhile, youth leader of Rise Mzansi, Lawrence Manaka, said young people in the country were unemployable because they are not being offered work opportunities.
I don't think it's their fault, largely, right? And I want to start with the basic education system. A lot of young people go into the basic education system in grade R or grade 1, but a lot of them actually drop out, right? They do not drop out because they just want to stay at home. There's overcrowding that happens in those schools. Some have learning disabilities, but because overcrowding is that we cannot identify who's got the learning disabilities and everything. Then by the time they get to grade 12, if 100 came in, about 10 of them graduate matric. And from those that graduate matric, only about 1% or 10% or that number also gets into, you know, like institutions of higher learning. So this is a system basically that has been created that continues to filter out young people. If it's not, you know, like overcrowding at basic education due to the lack of the norms, due to the lack of implementation of the norms and standards of school infrastructure, what you then have at the other side is, you know, like young people not being able to access higher education because of fees, right? But outside of that, even though that tiny minority is able to access education, then there's a mismatch basically between jobs and skills.
Do you think this is what Rise Mzansi supporters had to say about the rally?
Then they came and they provided for me. So I'm voting for your Rise.
Just very excited about what we are doing, and I feel this is a historic moment, and I wasn't going to miss it for anything.
And how is the campaign?
Okay, I support the Rise Mzansi because of it. It's a different more. More commenting your own, because if you write about one of our horror, so Colaca made you the Vitela, Honal Molo Santa Barbuki said, so I support that because of the Vore, Hona Santa Valley,
Reporting for Times Live at the Remsek Stadium, I am Thabo Tshabalala.